Unit 1. Major Japanese Railway now powered only by renewable energy. Chapter 1.
Japanese Railway Company, Tokyu, says it now uses only renewable energy to power its train operations. That means Tokyu's huge network of train lines in and around Tokyo do not produce any carbon dioxide emissions. The change took place April 1st. Tokyu employs 3,855 people and connects Tokyo with the nearby city of Yokohama. It has more than 100 kilometers of railway tracks, serving 2.2 million people a day. It is the first railroad operator in Japan to have reached the goal of zero carbon emissions. It says the carbon dioxide reduction is equal to the yearly average emissions of 56,000 Japanese households.
Japanese railway company Tokyu says it now uses only renewable energy to power its train operations. That means Tokyu's huge network of train lines in and around Tokyo do not produce any carbon dioxide emissions. The change took place April 1st. Tokyu employs 3,855 people and connects Tokyo with the nearby city of Yokohama. It has more than 100 kilometers of railway tracks, serving 2.2 million people a day. It is the first railroad operator in Japan to have reached the goal of zero carbon emissions. It says the carbon dioxide reduction is equal to the yearly average emissions of 56,000 Japanese households.
Nicholas Little is director of railway education at Michigan State University. He praised Tokyu for supporting renewable energy. But he noted it is also important to improve ways of creating renewable energy. The bigger impacts come from increasing electricity generation from renewable sources, Little said. The long-term battle is to increase production of renewable electricity. So, is Tokyo's move to renewables just a campaign for good publicity? Or is the company moving in the right direction for the environment? There is no simple answer, says one expert. Ryo Takagi is a professor at Kogakuin University and specialist in electric railway systems. He says bigger environmental gains would come from changing rural operations from diesel fuel to hydrogen power or switching to electric automobiles.
Nicholas Little is director of railway education at Michigan State University. He praised Tokyu for supporting renewable energy, but he noted it is also important to improve ways of creating renewable energy. The bigger impacts come from increasing electricity generation from renewable sources, Little said. The long-term battle is to increase production of renewable electricity. So is Tokyo's move to renewables just a campaign for good publicity? Or is the company moving in the right direction for the environment? There is no simple answer, says one expert. Ryo Takagi is a professor at Kogakuin University and specialist in electric railway systems. He says bigger environmental gains would come from changing railroad operations from diesel fuel to hydrogen power, or switching to electric automobiles.